These committees are just one of the ways legislative campaigns get paid for in Wisconsin. But if you look at them as a measuring stick, so far Democrats have had better success when it comes to raising funds in the race for control of the legislature. The difference is most pronounced in the campaign accounts controlled by senators, where majority Democrats had nearly $220,000 in the bank at the end of June, compared to roughly $60,000 for Republicans. Jason Childress is the executive director of the Senate Democratic Campaign Committee.
I think people realize that, you know, it's going to be a year where Democrats that maybe haven't had a great opportunity to win in some of these districts in the past, they're feeling like maybe we've got an opportunity now.
The Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee also outraised, outspent, and outsaved its Republican counterpart. Assembly Democrats raised about $140,000 more than the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee and ended up with $35,000 more in the bank. That's significant given that the GOP is the majority party in that chamber. But Republican Party Director Mark Jefferson says the GOP is on pace to meet its financial needs, and it's just organizing its campaigns differently than Democrats.
So really, you're just looking at a very small piece of the pie here. And what this campaign cycle is going to really come down to is the difference between the parties on the issues that matter to the voters.
When you look at the individual campaigns where control of the legislature could be decided, most targeted Republican lawmakers have outpaced their Democratic challengers. The Government Accountability Board is still processing many of those fundraising totals. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.